Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. For fabulous ideas and great savings, the winter sale is not to be missed. Now on, in-store or at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, prepping for tomorrow morning in Studio 1 across the campus here, our house band of Gavin Murphy, Bill Shanley, Adam Taylor, Jonathan Owens and Derek Doc O'Connor are rehearsing with our various performers tomorrow. They include Camille O'Sullivan, Claudia Boyle, Susan McFadden and the Bluebells, George Murphy, Mike Denver, Shabzi, Red and Stephanie Hurley, Eleanor McAvoy and the incredible Johnny Logan, who I was with this morning. And Johnny tells me Christmas Eve tomorrow will be important for him and special for him because it's the first time he's been in Dublin and indeed Ireland on Christmas Eve for many, many years. So he's really looking forward to the atmosphere. It starts at 9 o'clock. Of course, we'll have Doc Savage, the incredible Al Forn and Declan Callis as our laughs, but above all, the laughs and the crack and the community comes from the audience with Brendan O'Carroll, myself and Brenda Dunhill. So that should be good fun. And let me, because it's going to be hectic tomorrow, I know that already. Our sound engineers are Gar Duffy, Damien Gavigan, Frankie Pollard and Mark McGrath. Back at base, the Liveline team is Sean O'Gorman, who's been working on it, Trojan work for months. Owen McLaughlin is back at base, Rachel Graham, Tara Lockyer-Grant, Richie Byrne, Shane Galvin and our series producer, Annette Egan. I know the gift bags are still coming in, the goodie bags, Lily O'Brien, East Coast Bakehouse, Brown Thomas have produced their own gift bags for the early birds in the morning. So it should be, please God, touch wood, stay safe everybody. It should be good fun for the day that's in it. On the golden anniversary of the first one, from Grafton Street in 1974 with Gabriel Maryborn. I didn't join it until the late 1980s, but 50 years, believe it or not. And Liveline, in 2 weeks' time, Liveline will be in its 40th year. Marion began it in 84 and I took over in 99. So it's 40 years of Liveline, believe it or not. And then the following year, 2026 is 100 years of radio. Irish radio, RTE, 2RN. Incredible, incredible achievement. Anyway, let's go. A little Liveline. Eden Saunders. Eden, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
And what age are you, Eden?
11.
Very good. And where do you live?
In Strand Hill in Sligo.
Oh, wonderful. And your dad is Luke, your mammy is Vanessa. You have your letter to Santa written. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
And sent. And what are you hoping Santa will bring? And he will bring because you're a child like everyone else. What are you hoping Santa will bring, Eden?
Well, I asked for a Pandora charm for my bracelet.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And this tiny little house thingy.
House thingy, okay. So you're buying a house for your 11th. You're hoping to get a house of Santa.
Yeah.
Okay, so are a lot of people in the country, Eden. Now, you love to sing. I know you love Irish dancing and you go to a lot of fashion and you've a whole load of medals, Eden, for your performances. You play the harp.
Yeah.
But I know Vanessa plays the banjo.
Yeah.
And the piano. Is she good? Is your mother good at the banjo? Which do you prefer her playing, Eden? The banjo or the piano?
I think the banjo.
Oh, the banjo, for a bit of fun and a bit of a sing-song. Now, your favourite book, what are you reading at the minute? Or what's your favourite book?
At the moment, I'm reading The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas.
By the wonderful John Boyne. Stunning, a classic, a brilliant book. And you have two brothers that you especially want to say hello to because you loved them so much. And in the year that's just finished, 2024, you didn't have one single little tiff or row with your two brothers. What are their names?
Alex and Christian.
Alex and Christian. And you love them very much. And you never fight over anything. Sure you don't?
No,
we leave it at that. Now, what song? This is your song you love to sing.
A Spaceman Came Travelling.
And have you performed it before, Eden? Have you done it in school?
Yeah, we did it in school for our school play.
And did you get up on the stage on your own with the backing and sing it solo?
No.
Okay, there was a whole group of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to sing it solo now. This is A Spaceman Came Travelling by the wonderful Christa Borg. So take it away whenever you're ready.
A spaceman came travelling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft. And it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. And it went la 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 la. La 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 la. This song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. And it's written by Christa Borg, and it is a Christmas song. That's a lovely message in it. A lovely message. And you sang it beautifully, Eden. From the get-go, you got the note and you stuck with it. So well done. So have a good Christmas.
You too.
Will you give Christian and Alex a big hug?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say they're so proud of you today. And I'd say Luke and Vanessa, your man. What's the name? What school do you go to? You go to the primary school in Strandhill?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they'll all be so proud of you and your teacher. What class are you in?
Fifth class.
Fifth. And what's your teacher's name?
Mr. O'Donoghue.
Mr. Donoghue. Well, thank you, Mr. Donoghue, and all the teachers in the country, because he's great fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Eden Saunders, congratulations. You're our opening call on Little Liveline 2024. Bye. Bye. Where's Joe Shannon? Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, talk to Joe. Joe, and Joe, you are going to be a very famous Joe. I like this one because you are at 14 years of age. You were a 14-year-old snooker pro. Just been named Longford's Junior Sports Person of the Year. Tell us, in the last years, what have you won in snooker?
Well, I've won 11 competitions last season.
Yeah.
All Ireland's under 18s, under 16s and under 14s. And then recently I travelled over to Leicester to play against the pros in a tournament. And earlier on in the year I went over to Bosnia for the European Championships.
Okay.
And I also went to Leeds and Wales in the summer to play.
And in some of those competitions you came agonisingly close to winning.
Yeah, I came very close to winning a few and getting some good wins under my belt. But that's how the game goes, I suppose. You win and you lose, but it's just a great experience.
But you're saying, and by the way, there was only 3 points in the difference in the end of that competition. But you're winning, you're 14, but you're winning under 18 competitions.
Yeah, I've been putting in a lot of work to try and get to that level. And I've recently started working with the former pro Fergal O'Brien, which has helped me a lot. And of course, it's great being down in the Snooker and Billiards Ireland Academy down in Carlow. That's
beautiful.
Great.
It's supposed to be incredible. Incredible, yeah. And have you a snooker room available to you, Joe? Do you have one in the house?
I have a professional table at my house, so that's a great benefit to me, playing on that every day.
Okay, and explain to people, snooker is so popular, but explain to people the shootout format.
Well, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You have 15 seconds on a shot for the first 5 minutes. And
yes.
And then for the remainder of the 5 minutes, you only have 10 seconds.
Wow.
So you don't have much time to think or take your shot, so it's whatever you see you have to go with.
So it sped up the game.
Oh, yeah.
But has it made it, it's obviously made it more, well, it is a very exciting sport anyway. But you, do you think the shootout format has made a big difference to the game?
Yeah, I think it's brought a lot of more attention to the game. Because okay. if you don't know a whole pile of snooker, you might find it a bit boring at times. But with the shootout, it's so fast. It's almost like the football or the darts, kind of with the fans shouting and everything. It's a good atmosphere to play in and yeah, to watch yeah. as well.
The ticking clock always helps, the ticking clock. And yeah. you think snooker is making another comeback?
Yeah, I think it's getting very popular
again,
recently.
Yeah.
I think it's getting popular like it was back in the 90s and 80s yeah. and that. But it's getting big again, I think.
And one of the reasons it took off so dramatically in the 80s with Alex Higgins and Dennis and Ray Reardon going before him, it was the introduction of colour television. You've never seen anything except a colour screen, Joe. But before colour telly in Ireland, the 70s, the 60s, 70s and early 80s, there was just black and white. So it was difficult to televise snooker because everything was black and white. There was no colour bots.
Yeah.
So that's, but you reckon it's... It's on the way back again, and you're at the cusp. How do you manage for school, Joseph?
Well, I do my homework when I come back, and I do just get back into the table and start playing once I do my homework and that. But I balance it good.
Well done, well done. Now, who's your favourite player?
I'd probably go with Ronnie O'Sullivan. Ah. Yeah. Up there, he's the best in my opinion.
No, he is a character as well now, isn't he?
Yeah, he surely is.
And he's very straight, isn't he? He's very straight talker and very open guy. So you know of the other, I'm not talking about Little Live Lion, I'm talking about Luke Littler Live Lion, the darts player who came second in the BBC Sports Person of the Year and won the Junior Sports Person of the Year, which is fantastic for a darts player. And if you, does anyone mention Luke Littler's name in the same breath as Joe Shannon?
Yeah, he got a few mentions.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well done. Well, congratulations, Joseph, on the Junior Sports Person of the Year. Many, many more years of success ahead of you and good health above all. And it's a great game. It's such a skillful game. My own mother, it was her favourite sport to watch on television was snooker. She absolutely loved it. But Joe Shannon, thank you indeed. Longford's Junior Sports Person of the Year. We've been taking in WhatsApp messages. This is Louise Ryan. Louise is from Kildare. She's 11. And she's in fifth class at School Eden Nafa in Kilmead in County Kildare.
Hi, I'm Liz Ryan, and I'm 11. My teacher, Miss Howe, and Miss Osborne. For Christmas, I want you to go and get me darts. I am going to Jackie's house for dinner. I love you, Jackie.
Lovely message, Louise, to your daddy. Thank you so much. That's Louise, 11 in Kildare. The Connollys and Worlds are going to do Rudolph... The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer. Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you're a history.
Brilliant. And now a regular on Liveline, Alice, is 5 from Dublin. This is her weekly appearance on Liveline.
Boo-labas, 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 glare. Ta-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Boo-labas, boo-labas, galair. Tell daddy that I'll get chocolate. Shame on shame, my lair. Oh, I wanna wish you a merry. a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas at the bottom of my heart.
And she can turn it on, you can, Alice. Alice, you're on the same time next week and every week into the new year. That's Alice Five from Dublin, Bula Bus, and I love the keyboard flourish at the end. Adam is there. We mentioned the banjo. Adam, where are you living?
I'm living in Beauharr, County Tipperary.
County Tipperary. And what are your interests in life, Adam?
I love soccer and play my banjo.
Okay, and what soccer team do you support in terms of
I support Manchester United.
Okay, and should we talk about that or should we have some respect and not talk about it? You tell me.
They're not doing too well at the moment.
That's true. But who's your... Well, let's go. I'll come at it another way. Who's your favourite player in Man United?
My favourite player would probably be Garnacho. Alejandro Garnacho.
The keeper, isn't he the keeper? Is he the keeper?
He's outfield, but my favourite player is Andre Onana. He's
Onana,
the keeper.
And he's from Cameroon.
Yeah, he is.
And do you play soccer?
I do. I play for Loughder, Gessie and North Tip.
And what position?
I play goalkeeper.
Okay. Are you the only one in your household that supports Manchester United?
I am, Joe.
Is there anyone else that supports other soccer teams in your very peaceful, harmonious, tranquil household?
My dad supports Liverpool.
Oh, mother of merciful hour. So there's... Oh, he had a great day yesterday, hadn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And does he rub it in?
He does, a lot.
Very cruel. What school do you go to, Adam?
I go to Nina College.
Nina College, okay. So you're what, in first or second year? God, you're very
young.
I'm
in first year.
Good lad, and you're 12 years of age. Okay. Now, you play the banjo?
I do.
You're going to play the banjo for us?
I will.
Good, and what are you going to play?
I play Old John's Jig.
Old John's Jig. Okay.
Yes.
So what you do, you'll put the phone where, on the table or...?
Yeah.
Okay. And you play with your friend Ruan Hyland. Hello, Ruan. At his house. And sometimes in the local pub, the Washerwoman in Ballina, yes. Which is there in Clare on the bridge with Killaloo. It's not Ballina, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, old John's Jig. And Adam lives in Ballina in County Tipperary. That's Adam Kieran in Ballina, County Tip. Come back onto the phone, will you, Adam? Come back onto the phone to me. Pull up the phone from the... That sounded great, by the way. And remember, Adam is playing the banjo down the phone line and he got a magnificent sound. You back, Adam? Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Adam. You should be so happy with that. And the sound, Adam, was brilliant.
Thanks,
Joe. The sound was brilliant. Great, great finger work, great fret work. And I'm told there's a load of musicians in your family.
My sister plays the flute, tin whistle, piano and the fiddle.
Oh, my God. And what does a Liverpool supporter in your house play?
He doesn't play anything.
He just gloats.
Yes.
Adam, okay. Happy Christmas. Adam Kieran, 12-year-old, 12 years of age and a banjo ace.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And here comes Bernardo's. Is it Bernardo's yet? Do we have them on the card? Well, yeah. This is, they are the children of Bernardo's After School Group in Yall, County Cork, singing Jingle Bells and telling some jokes straight from Christmas crackers.
Why did the ornament love Christmas? Because he was hooked on trees.
What does Santa spend his wages on?
Jingle bells.
Why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Because they were not dear.
Did you hear about the man who stole the advent calendar? He got 25 bells.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Frostbite.
Why is the Christmas tree so happy? Because he's pretty.
Mad, 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 brilliant. Such energy in Yall, County Cork. Bernardo's After School Group. Congratulations, all. And did you hear about the fella? Did you hear that guy? Did you hear about the fella who stole the advent calendar? You got 25 days. And what you... And the frostbite gag. They're all in there. Well done. Let's talk to Aoife Gaffney. Aoife, good afternoon.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good, you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks. It's been a busy year for you in some brilliant ways, but in some very, very, very sad ways as well. Tell us about, yeah. Will we begin with the movie Small Things Like These? With Killian.
Sure.
Tell us about working on it.
Working with Killian Murphy in general was an amazing gift, Ethan. Like, I'm so thankful for all the directors and producers and casting directors.
Yeah.
They were all lovely. And the set was amazing. It looked beautiful. And the house, just like watching the movie over, just looks so cool and amazing how it all got put together.
And Aoife, how long were you involved? How much time did it take? I know you were one of the children, weren't you? Killian's children, so to speak.
Well, altogether it was 7 weeks.
Wow.
But for me,
yeah.
I think it was about 3 weeks.
Okay. Because you're in a lot of scenes. And
you've
been to see the movie, obviously.
Yeah.
And what's it like seeing yourself up on a big screen?
Very cool, because I've always dreamed of actually seeing myself.
Okay.
Like, I did a lot of extra work.
Yeah, extras,
but you couldn't really see yourself, your face. It was usually the back of your hair or just a glimpse.
And I see Donald Clark in the Irish Times. He's saying, if life was fair, which is not, and Hollywood was fair, which is definitely not, that Killian Murphy would get a second Oscar for Small Things Like These, because he was so brilliant. He was so brilliant. And when you were you allowed, when Killian was in a lot of scenes with you, but were you watching him act as well, were you?
Yes, I was.
And yeah, so you learned a lot there.
Yeah.
And there's a great crew great cast and crew and Small Things Like These. Now, you were also in an ad.
Oh yeah, I was in the Aer Lingus ad.
Oh, very good.
I think I filmed it 2 years ago.
Okay, and it came out.
Yeah.
And it came out this year.
And I loved it. I loved the director, Elle. She was like one of the nicest directors I've worked with.
Wow. But that's... So you're in an Aer Lingus ad. Does that mean you will travel for life free on Aer Lingus planes, Aoife?
I wish.
Brilliant.
It'd be lovely.
It would be magic. And I'm just thinking, like Emily Watson, she was Sister Mary, the nun. Did you have any scenes with the stern nun, Sister Mary?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Eileen Walsh was your mammy.
Yeah.
The wonderful Eileen Walsh. One of our best actors ever. Claire Dunne, who we all know from TV.
Yeah.
She was Sister Carmel. Ciarán Hinds, Michelle Fairley. There was an incredible... And, of course, Ed. And were you allowed to call Killian?
Yeah.
Okay, of course. No, I'm Killian, of course. If anyone called him Mr. Murphy, I'd say he'd give out.
Freak out.
He would be free. But he'd freak out if you called him Mr. Murphy. Brilliant. Now, Aoife, the sadness. because we were talking to your mammy earlier on in the year, Kathy, and Kathy was on to us because she found a book. This is a typical Liveline item in a charity shop. And in the book, she found a letter which was written many, many decades ago from whoever owned the book to her darling Ronnie, Captain Dunn. And we found out who it was. And your mother wanted to know what the story behind it, the love story behind it was. But your mother also told us that your dad died tragically in October. And that happened at home, and obviously he was quite young.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, what was his first name, Aoife?
Dave or David.
David. And that was a terrible blow for all the family.
Yeah.
And you were closer because of it, but still, it is a terrible, terrible situation. And I'm thinking, and I know you are too, Aoife, I'm thinking of all the children this year who've lost parents. I'm thinking of all the parents this year who've lost children in the difficult world we live in. So thank you for allowing us to remember your dad, David. And then, you know, Christmas is going. Every day is difficult. I know, Aoife, every moment you remember him. Christmas can be very difficult. But with your incredible family, with Chris, Alana, Jenny, and yourself, Aoife, and of course, Mammy Kathy, you will all embrace, and your dad will be in that embrace.
Yep.
Okay. What would you? Of course, you have such memories of Christmas with David, with your dad, of course. Okay. So, Aoife, congratulations on the one hand
for a magnificent
year, and then deep, deep condolences on the sadness of what's happened to you. And your dear, dear dad, such a young man, dying so suddenly in the home. And kind regards to all your family, and indeed, as you would say, to everyone who's suffering and grieving over this time. Aoife Gaffney, Aoife, onwards, darling. You're brilliant, and you're from a brilliant family. Well done in small things like these. Well done in the Aer Lingus ad. Well done in having free flights for the rest of your life with Aer Lingus. Nah. I wish. What did you say to me? I wish. Okay. Aoife, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And you too, and all your wonderful family. That's Aoife Gaffney, and remembering David Gaffney, and also remembering at this time of year, as we do, all those who passed. Indeed, we spent the weekend making Legacies, which is going out on St. Stephen's Day morning here on RT Radio 1 and on over the new year. It's 2 hours, and we remember obviously people in the public eye who've died over the past year. Where's Reese? Is Reese there? Reese Williams.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Where are you based? Where are you living?
Mill Street.
In
Cork.
Okay. And what's it like down there today, Reese? I presume no. Well, today is kind of a big holiday, isn't it, around the country?
Yeah.
People are off, and there was no traffic this morning in Dublin anyway. What was the traffic like in Mill Street? Was it very busy? Was there traffic jams?
Yeah, very busy.
Okay. Now you're in first class.
No, I'm in first.
Fourth. Oh, sorry. Okay. A presentation school in Mill Street. And what age are you?
Seven.
Brilliant. Now you like singing, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you like singing a song called The Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I ask you, Reese, have you got a drum?
Yeah.
Okay. And can I ask you, Reese?
It belongs to the school.
Oh, it belongs to the school?
Yeah, because I just borrowed it for the show.
Okay. Have you got it there now?
No.
Okay. So the drum is in, but it's a serious drum. It's a real drum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's a boron.
Oh, boron. And when you hit the drum.
Yeah, it's like, dong, very loud.
And does your body shake?
Yeah.
A little bit. And Reese, did anyone notice that when you were hitting the drum, because it was so big, that your body was shaking?
No.
Okay.
Nobody.
And did it affect your performance?
No.
Okay. And how long did you have? How long did you have to rehearse this body-shaking drum roll?
2 days.
Okay. No bother to you. No bother.
Yeah, because I did it last year.
Ah, yeah. You're an old hand at it. You did it when you were 6, for God's sake. You're doing it when you're 7. No bother to you. Your favourite Christmas songs are?
The Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
The Christmas Calypso and the Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. And when you're older, like, what are you thinking of? What would you like to be?
Rock star.
A rock star. That's totally, totally attainable. So you like singing, you like music.
Yeah.
And would you like to be, when you say a rock star, would you like to be a singer in a rock band? Is that what you're thinking of, as the lead singer?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And who would be your favourite singer at the moment when you look at the bands around the place? DC Fontaine.
I have no idea.
Well, there's such a great picture of this, the Coronas. There's such an incredible list, Code the Line in Ireland, of incredible bands. And I don't know whether you saw yesterday, Barack Obama. Do you know who Barack Obama is, Reese? He used to be president of the United States of America. And yesterday he tweeted his favourite songs of 2024. And I think it was a list of about 10 songs. And in the middle of it is Fontaine's DC from Dublin, from Skerry's in Dublin, and who are doing incredible this year. And they were real. They have a real rock star, Green, as a lead singer. And the song he picked was called Favourite. Now, the song you're going to perform for us is called?
The Drummer Boy.
Exactly. We're doing it without the drum.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you have a little drum with you?
Yeah.
But it's not the school drum?
No.
Okay. Well, off you go, Reese. I love this song, The Little Drummer Boy. Reese Williams in Mill Street in Cork.
They told me pom 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 pom, a newborn king to see pom 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 pom. And his gifts we bring pom 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 to lay before the king pom 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 pom. Rapa pom pom. Rup-a-bum-bum. So to honor him, pa-pa-pum-pum, when we come.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Reese. And you got the great, you had a great beat. You're going to be some rock star with the microphone bouncing around the stage. And then when you're being interviewed. And then when you're being interviewed, Reese. Well, when you're asked, you know, you'll be on Graham Norton or with Patrick Keelty on the late, and you'll have your beautiful hair and all your rings on, and they'd say, Reese, when were you ever on? Were you ever on the radio before? And you said, yeah, I was only 7. Actually, I've just turned 7, and I was on with a fella called Joe Duffy, and they'll all say, Joe, who? Never heard of him. Long, long gone. And they say, Reese, get up there with your band and perform your number one single. That's number one, not just in Ireland, not just in the UK, but number one in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Late Late Show and Graham Norton audience, put your hands together. It's Reese. We don't even have to use his second name anymore because he's so famous. It's Reese from Mill Street in Cork singing their number one single. It's the rock version of The Little Drummer Boy. Well done, Reese. Reese, well done. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy Chris Reese. Thank you. Thank Chris Reese. Okay, where's Andrea? Andrea Moorhead. Andrea.
Here.
How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. And where are you?
I'm in Bulgaria.
Oh, really? And why?
I'm spending Christmas over here with my family.
Oh, magic. Magic. And have you done that before?
Yeah. I usually come every year for Christmas.
Yes. And but you're living in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. And what food do they have in Bulgaria at Christmas? Is it similar to Ireland?
No, not at all. Traditionally on the 24th, we have our big dinner, and it's usually supposed to be a vegan dinner. And we usually eat like peppers, like stuffed peppers and things like that. And we have pumpkin pie as well.
For dessert.
Yeah.
And do they have it in that part of the world? Do they have baklava?
They do, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
And my granny makes a very good one.
Wow, and that's lovely and sweet and honey, isn't it? That taste of it. And who prepares who prepares all this food?
Usually it's my great granny, and she's making our food this year as well. But this year, the kids and I are going to help her as well.
Okay. And who do you want to say hello to back in Ireland, your friends in Ireland?
I want to say hi to Harley. She's my best friend and I think she's listening.
Okay, and where's Harley living?
She is in Skerries.
Skerries in North Dublin. Lovely spot. So Harley is your very best friend?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're with your mum's family in Sofia in Bulgaria. And can you speak Bulgarian?
Yeah.
Okay. So how have you been saying Happy Christmas and Happy New Year in Bulgarian?
I have.
Okay. Well, do you want to say it to all your friends, especially Harley and Skerries and all the people in Skerries? I want you, Andrea Moorhead's going to wish you all a very Happy Christmas and a very Happy New Year and say that she loves you all.
Will I say it in Bulgarian?
Oh, yes. Okay. How would I know the difference, Andrea? Brilliant. Off you go.
Обичам ви всички и весела Коледа и хубава Нова година.
Wow.
Okay, that was it.
Say that again.
Обичам ви всички, весела Коледа и много хубава Нова година.
Great. And can Harley, your best friend, can she understand you?
Probably not, no. I wouldn't say so.
That's fantastic. Now have a great break, Andrea. Okay?
Thanks so much.
And have a happy Christmas to all your family in Bulgaria and Ireland and all your friends as well. That's Andrea Moorhead in Bulgaria. Andrea, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're still there. Can
here.
Just say happy Christmas. You're going to call the ad break. You're going to say happy Christmas. We'll take a little break in Bulgarian.
In Bulgarian.
Yeah.
Vesela Koleda, Samu Malka, Hold on, I can't think of the word.
Okay. Just say happy Christmas, happy New Year.
Vesela Koleda i hubava Nova godina.
Brilliant.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie in 51551. Solomon Horta, how are you, Solomon?
Hello, good afternoon, Joe. How are you today?
How are you keeping out, pal? Are you well?
Yes, I'm good today.
That's good. And you're in Portadown in Northern Ireland. And you were on with us before. And I see the Disney holiday short, which is playing there up on the screen, that you star in. It's free. Anyone can watch it. It's called The Boy and the Octopus. And it's a great, great story. We spoke about it before. It has millions and millions of views. It's an incredible achievement for you. Now, we asked, did you want to do something for the time of year that's in? And you picked the poem, Solomon. Tell us about the poem and tell us and recite the piece you want to do, please.
Yes, indeed. So this speech is called The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman.
Ah.
Amanda Gorman is an American poet and activist. Her work mainly focuses on feminism, race, and marginalization.
Great. And she.
So I was going to read it.
And she wrote this especially for the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Yes.
Isn't indeed. That great? Yeah. Well done. What age are you, Solomon?
I'm currently 10 years old.
Currently, okay. Who do you want to say hello to before you do the poem? All your pals in school?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you're ready. You're going to perform the poem. So, and by the way, I know we're on radio, so that's it. But Solomon, could you do this poem standing on a stage without any notes?
Yes, I could.
Wow. Okay.
I did it last night. Last week.
Okay.
For my Christmas show for my Speech and Drama School, Shelley Lowry.
Shelley Lowry's great school. It's called, the piece is called The Hill We Climb, and this is an extract of it. It's written of it. It was written by Amanda Gorman, and it was delivered at the inauguration of Joe Biden, which was 4 years ago on in early January 2021. So you're going to perform it for us, Solomon. Off you go.
Okay, so I'm going to read my favorite part.
Yeah.
The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman. And so we lift our gazes, not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first set our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say that this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. So let us leave behind a country better than the one that we were left with. Every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the west. We will rise from the windswept northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lakefront cities of the midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked south. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover. And every known nook of our nation and every corner called our country, our people diverse and beautiful will emerge. Battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. New dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Unity, love, and peace.
Magnificent, Solomon. Magnificent.
Thank you very much.
You should be so proud of the passion and the humanity and the dignity and the joy and the sadness that you put into that piece. You're great. And I'd say to anyone over Christmas, if you want to give yourself a little lift, it won't cost you a single cent, a single penny, a red Rex, it won't cost you anything. Just Google or go onto YouTube and look at the little piece called The Boy and the Octopus, and it stars the octopus. But the boy who rescues the octopus is Solomon. Solomon, have a good Christmas.
Thank you for having me again, Joe.
You're a great boy, you. And
Merry Christmas to everyone. And Merry Christmas to everyone who's been helping us, who's been helping you. And hopefully everyone can spend their Christmas with their loved ones this year. Okay. So happy Christmas, everyone.
Brilliant. Solomon Horta is 9 years of age. And he's such a lovely boy. Junius Horn. Junius, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you based, Junius?
Dublin.
Okay.
Whitehall.
Oh, Whitehall in the north. Okay. We want to talk to you, and we want you to highlight the fact that at 13 years of age, you are a carer. You look after. I know you do other things and you have lots of fun, and you have lots of fun with your brothers. But tell us about your two younger brothers, the twins, Malachy and Felix.
Well, I have two twin brothers, Malachy and Felix. Malachy has a rare form of special needs.
Yeah.
And he can be quite difficult to deal with sometimes.
Yeah.
But I help my parents a lot when they have to deal with him.
Because
and it can be tough sometimes, because my mum had, she was a violinist, but she had to stop.
Yeah.
Because she had to care for my little brother.
Yeah. So, and parents, they have to go out. They have to go outside of home to work. And so you have to, whatever parent is there, you have to help.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able, like, for example, with Malachy? I know you're 13, and I know Malik and Felix are 8. But when they get upset, are you able to? I know it's hard now. I know it's hard, but are you able to kind of calm
him
down?
I'm able to calm Malachy down quite a bit.
Well done.
He can get upset a lot, but it's quite easy to calm down sometimes, but sometimes quite hard.
Well, I can imagine. And what do? You sit with him, and are you play with him, or you try to distract him or whatever?
Yeah, I am. Sometimes, like, I'll sit him on my lap and, like, make funny faces.
Okay.
Or, like, move my legs up and down quickly.
Yeah.
He likes that, jumping up and down.
Great. Just movement and embrace and warmth and... He's looking up at his big brother, Junius. Now tell us, you're in secondary school, just started.
Yeah.
Do you like it? What's it like with different teachers, different classes, different rooms? What's that like?
I think it's better because, like, you don't get sick of the same teacher, like, over and over again.
Okay. Well,
but I still like having one teacher.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course, yes. Well done, well done. Sports, well done, Junius. You're going to be a diplomat when you grow up. You're very smart in terms of keeping everyone satisfied. Now, you play GAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
For St. Vincent
and
in Marino.
Oh, great team. Aren't they great? Oh, but they're winning left, right and centre. I know they don't always win, but they've a great record. Now, you go to Mount Temple in Dublin, which is a very famous school.
Yeah.
And because, among others...
Bono came from there.
Bono. And so did Adam.
Yeah.
And so did Edge. Yeah. And so did Larry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all went to Mount Temple. And they all, who would have lived closest? I say it was Larry around in Rosemount that would have lived closest to Mount. And Bob Carley, your own uncle Bob Carley, the star of Liveline over the years, he went to Mount Temple. So what instrument do you play?
I play the piano and the drums.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. God, is a very... And what music do you like?
I like... like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, but I also like the Gorillaz.
Oh, the Gorillaz. That's spelled Gorillaz, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's different. Okay. Well, in your own words, wish Malachy and Felix, have they written to Santa? Do they know what they want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, what do they want?
Yeah. I don't know what Malachy wants because he can't write or speak, but I'd say lots of cuddles.
That's well done.
And Felix would, I don't know what Felix wants.
Okay. Well, Malachy's going to get lots of cuddles as he does every day from his big brother and his wonderful family.
Yeah.
And look after yourself, Junius. You're a great boy. You're a great boy. You really are 13 years of age. That's Junius Horn from Dublin. Where's Dylan O'Neill? Dylan.
I'm here.
How are you keeping?
Good.
You're only 9.
I'm only 9.
Have you written a book?
Yeah.
You like writing. And the book is called?
10 Happy Planets.
Wow. I saw this book earlier. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And it's in a rhyme, isn't it?
Yep.
And is, like, if you go down to your local library, which I hope you do. Is your book on the shelf?
Yeah.
Ah, that's magnificent. 9 years of age, you go down to the library and there's your book.
Yeah.
Sitting. And you're in Tara Hill National School in Ballymoney in County Antrim.
No, County Wexford.
Oh, yeah. It's I know there's a Ballymoney in Antrim, but I know Ballymoney in County Wexford so well. And Tara Hill is a great school, isn't it?
Yep.
Great school. And then they've Castletown Primary School, which is up the road from it. And they've a great community. Yeah. They've Cathy Lee and people are looking after down there, looking after the Adair River. And they've Jack and Mairead and Catherine in the Golden Anchor pub looking after everyone else. Isn't that correct? It's a great part.
Yeah.
A great part. And so tell me about 10 Happy Planets.
10 Happy Planets is a rhyming book.
Yes.
That it counts down from 10. Each planet gets a problem that leaves them behind. And
okay.
And then it's when it's the last one, they all come back. Plus, there's a little thing at the end where you have to find 12 of the spaceships on every page.
Great. And who did all the beautiful paintings and drawings and images?
Yep.
Whatever, they're excellent. So is your local library Gorey Library?
Yes.
Yeah, which is one of the best libraries in the country. And also, they have loads of events on over Christmas and into the new year. Brilliant events. I've never seen as many events in the library as are offered in Gorey. So hello to all the librarians in the country. And look after Dylan O'Neill's book. It's called 10 Happy Planets. So yeah. will you write more? You will. It's coming to you so easily, yeah. Then you will. Of course you will. Yes.
I'm working on one called Super Sandwich.
A super? What's that about?
Well, it's about this sandwich.
Yes.
Who he got alive. He went alive by living spray, which I used from Dog Man.
Okay.
My favorite book.
Oh, this,
and
so,
then,
yeah,
and he has a sidekick called Tinfoil.
Okay. Yes.
And there's a baguette.
Okay.
And Evil Egg. His name was Bad Baguette, and until he became a good guy. Worked for. Yeah, and he worked for Super Sandwich in his team then.
Okay. So Baguette, he changed from a baddie to a goodie.
Yep.
Brilliant. He was on a roll. So he did really, really well. So that's called Super Sandwich. When would we expect to be able to see that in Gorey Library? Later on in 2025.
Maybe.
Well done. Dylan, that's Dylan O'Neill and Ballymoney, Tara Hill in County Wexford. Well done, Dylan. Where's Freddie Black? Freddie, good afternoon.
Hello.
Okay, Freddie, stay with us. I'm going to take a quick ad break. Which in a sec, Freddie?
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
It was on a starry night when the hills were bright. Earth lay sleeping calm and still. It was in a cattle shed, in a manger bed. For a boy once born, king of all the world. I thought the angels sang for him, but instead they ran for him. For a boy once born, king of all the world.
Thank you.
everybody. We are Zoe and Harley from Dublin, and we want to wish a very happy Christmas to everyone listening to Lifeline with Joe Duffy.
Go on, ask yourself, what age is that piano player? That piano player is 13 years of age, Harley. And what age is that brilliant MC who did the little speech? That's Zoe, and Zoe is 11, and the Harley and Zoe McLaughlin. Brilliant. And before that, we heard Martha, who's 5. And she sang It Was on a Starry, Starry Night, and Martha lives up in Sligo. Where's Connor Matches? Because Connor is in Sligo as well, aren't you, Connor?
Yeah.
And you're 11. What school do you go to?
Strandhill National School.
Okay, and you're very busy. What are your favourite sports?
I do break dancing.
Yes.
And basketball. And yeah. I also do robotics.
And what about, do you live near the sea if you're in Strandhill? Do you like swimming?
I go surfing.
Ah, brilliant. Yeah. So basketball, surfing, robotics. Wow. And you break dancing.
Yeah, yeah, I do break dancing too.
Now, was break dancing, or was it just a dream, Connor? Was break dancing in the Olympics?
Yeah, it was.
And was it good? Really? Was it good?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Well, who was your favourite in the Olympics?
There was this girl called India, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wasn't the Australian one very good?
Oh, yeah, her.
Reagan, I think.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and you got into breakdancing because a pal of yours was doing it.
Yes.
And have you performed it? Have you got up on the stage?
Yeah, we did 2 shows a year.
Oh, hello. You're like Paul McCartney, only two shows a year. Well done. Now, and your favourite song to breakdance to is Tricky by Run DMC, obviously. Yeah. What is robotics about, Connor?
You have all these kind of, like, Lego pieces.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, motors and everything. You kind of make, like, a little robot.
Oh, wow. And you make the move.
There's different levels. Like, I'm on level 7 now.
So tell me, Connor, what are you hoping to get for Christmas? Connor Matches from Strandhill in County Sligo, just by the Atlantic Ocean, 11 years of age. What are you hoping to get?
I'm going to get a Lego Ferrari and, like, a Switch controller.
Wow, a Lego Ferrari.
Yeah.
And a Switch controller. Well done. So happy Christmas, Connor. That's Connor Matches. My God, you're very active and very talented. Thank you, Connor. And your mammy is there as well, Claire, in the background. Where's Freddie? Freddie Black, come in, Freddie.
Hello.
How are you keeping?
Good.
And now, Freddie, you're 8. And I'm told you just want to say something. Your new school has a uniform. But your old school...
Yeah, and I don't know what they're used for, but I don't think that they're that good because they're not useful.
And did you say to them when they said you have to have a uniform, did you ask any questions? Did you protest?
No, they didn't tell me. They told my mom, so I didn't have to say anything.
But if they had said it to you directly, Freddie, what would you have said?
I'd say... What are they used for?
So you don't agree with a uniform?
Yes.
Okay, because the
uniforms are... The uniforms can't be trusted.
Okay. You want to express yourself?
Yeah.
Your individuality, as they used to say in Derry Girls. So you don't want to... What's your favourite hobby?
Making comics and room wrapping.
Wow. Making comics. How do you create your own characters?
Yes, Potato Boy.
And tell us about... tell us about Potato Boy.
And it's about this potato that
Yeah.
Like in a science factory.
Oh, yeah, okay. And does Potato Boy have a weapon?
Yeah, but...
What's his weapon?
But it just starts in the science factory.
Okay. So Potato Boy can be mash. He can roll himself up into a ball, I presume. What's your favorite?
Mashes him. No, he just mashes himself with a masher and then turns it to super mash.
Oh, yeah, super mash. Well done. You sing it really well. And what food do you? What's your favorite food?
Delicious.
And it's called Granny's Delicious. Tell me about Granny's Delicious. How do I make it?
I will never tell you the secret.
Brilliant. Well done, Freddie. That's Freddie Black. Well done. Freddie is creating his own characters. He makes his own comic books and he loves the Beano every Wednesday. Where's Julia Steele? Julia? Julia?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you're doing your junior cert?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What school are you in?
I'm in Bremore Educate Together in Balbriggan.
Oh, wow. And you want to sing a verse of Michael Bublé. Have you seen him in concert?
No, I haven't, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, he's still singing. He's great. And the song you want to sing, and you can start it now, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It surely is. By Julia Steele.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
That's lovely. And I know when people are coming home, Julia, they love to hear that song, especially your mother when she used to live in Japan. And you love the Gaeltacht. Are you going again next year in 2025?
Yeah, I am.
Which Gaeltacht, Julia?
I'm going to Clochdoudhiarán in Inishmore.
Okay. Well, enjoy. That was beautiful. Joe at rt.ie. Thank you, Julia.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And remember, 9:04 in Grassell Street tomorrow morning, Johnny Logan will burst into life again with Driving Home for Christmas. I heard the rehearsal this morning. It's astonishing. That's on RT Radio when I come in. Tommy Fitzpatrick. Tommy is in Kilkenny. Tommy, you love tractors.
Yes.
Convince me. Why? Why should I love tractors?
They help our planet. They plant our crops.
Yeah.
And they give us all our food that we eat.
What's your favourite tractor?
A John Deere and a Massey.
And a Massey, okay. Which was the best tractor ever so far?
The Massey 8S's and the John Deere 6.2 1.5 R's.
Oh, brilliant. I know nothing about tractors, but I often wonder, you know when you see a tractor with all the weights on the front of the tractor, all the big bits of metal, what's that for?
It's to balance out the weight for when they're drawn silage.
Okay, so the tractor won't tip backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tractors they've changed the world, haven't they? They really have.
Yeah, they have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what school are you in, Tommy? You know you're only 12, you're in Kilkenny.
St. Aidan's National School.
Okay. Now, would you be into mechanics? Would you be into doing things with tractors?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot about them, but I do like to be around them. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And would you get a tractor? Do you collect model tractors?
Yes.
Brilliant. I love them. Okay, that's Tommy Fitzpatrick. Tommy is only 12. He's from Kilkenny. What an interest. What a hobby. Tractors, brilliant. Brilliant. Harry Hederman, Harry. Harry?
Yeah?
Come into me, Harry. World War II. You're after, well, so is Tommy, in fairness. You're a World War II enthusiast.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get fascinated by World War II?
Like, when they just, like, read it in books and saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, and there's so many brilliant books. And World War II, one of the big setbacks initially was Dunkirk.
Yeah.
And have you read about that?
I've watched a movie on it.
Yeah. And is there his special, I know you're only nine. You're nine. What are there history books written for nine-year-olds, or are you able for older books?
I'm able for older books.
Are you? Great. Great. And you just love, in today's world now, you love, because you can go onto YouTube or any of the other channels. I know you go to St. Conlett's School in Dublin, and Miss Coleman is in four class. Now, I bet you your teacher loves history too.
No, not really.
Okay. And what about, what books would you get? Do you read annuals? I used to love The Victor and The Hotspur.
Yeah, I read Victor sometimes. Okay.
And will you get an annual for Christmas, hopefully?
No, I don't. I just have, like, the older ones.
Okay, because you're beyond annuals now, aren't you? You're reading the books.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a fantastic subject to be interested in, Harry, and your class and your school, and indeed your mum, Annick, should be very proud of you. That's Harry Hederman in Dublin, and he's 9 years of age and he's a World War II enthusiast. Let's go to the cartwheel again just for the last few blasts.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not poke, cause I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming.
And that's Jimmy and Kilkenny singing Santa Claus is coming today. Lelia and Marnie Galbraith, can we have 10 seconds of them? Are they there? Are they there? Singing Oscailge. Ah, beautiful. That's Lelia and Marnie Galbraith of Oramore in County Galway. Good to meet them all. Good. Senan Gilbride. Senan Gilafter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, you are going to... You play the harp?
Yes.
And is it difficult to learn? You're 12. And Senan, is it difficult to play?
No.
But it's bigger than you.
Yes.
And what school are you in, Senan?
School in Ballyconnell.
Ballyconnell. And where is Ballyconnell?
County Cavan.
County Cavan. Well done. And you're in a musical family. Your mum is Lazair, and your hobbies are football, darts, and you like going to school?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Santa hopefully is bringing a Man United jersey, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
For 2025 jersey. 2025.
2025 one.
Yeah. And come here, briefly, Senan, is there any other harpists in Ballinamore Cultus?
No.
You're the only one?
Yes.
You're brilliant. Are you gonna finish the show for us today?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say thanks. Thanks to Owen McLaughlin, our producer. And everyone else involved. We'll see you in the morning as early as you want, but we go on the air at 5 past 9, actually, here on Radio 1 from outside the Bailey. Mark Spencer Connor, broadcast coordinator Shane Galvin, and Niall McMonagall on sound. Now, Senan, are you ready?
Yes.
This is Senan Lesergerbride from Ballyconnell in County. What county are we again, Senan? Oh, you live in Ballinamore.
In Leitrim.
Ballinamore Cultus. Brilliant. You're going to play. What are you playing for us?
Winter Wonderland.
Wow, brilliant. Senan, good to meet you. Happy Christmas. Off you go.
Happy Christmas.
Well done, Senan. Thank you.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. For fabulous ideas and great savings, the winter sale is not to be missed. Now on, in-store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815 or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.